Ms. Thaman, Excellencies, Madam Margaret Kent, Director General, ladies and gentlemen. It is my privilege and pleasure to address this August gathering on the occasion of the 64th World Health Assembly of the World Health Organization. Unprecedented factors such as natural calamities, climate change and emerging diseases are posing a challenge to the health sector. However, Sri Lanka has achieved commendable progress in providing universal health care facilities, and the main health indicators of Sri Lanka are far ahead of the average for countries for comparable levels of income. The main goals of the government non-communicable disease policy include reducing the burden due to chronic non-communicable diseases by promoting healthy lifestyle, reducing the prevalence of common risk factors and providing integrated evidence-based treatment option for diagnosed NCD patients. Studies have also shown that there is an increased prevalence of NCDs among the migrants. Sri Lanka is a country with rapid development and urbanization with greater population mobility. I am proud to state that we have commenced a migration health development process in 2009. I am equally proud to announce to the Assembly today that we are the first nation to rapid on the progress made on World Health Assembly resolution on health of migrants. The government of Sri Lanka and myself as the Minister of Health has given priority for communicable and non-communicable disease prevention by utilizing the primary health care procedure. Control of dengue fever still remains a very high priority in the country, and we have gone as far as establishing a presidential task force chaired by His Excellency the President to strengthen the integrated, coordinated and concerted approach among relevant ministries. Sri Lanka's commitment to achieve Millennium Development Goals is at the highest level, and we are on the correct path in achieving the target within the required period. I consider World Health Assembly as the most important forum for member states to discuss and agree on best option to face the challenges we are facing in the health sector today. I sincerely hope that your commitment, experience and your combined wisdom and the recommendations from this meeting will effectively contribute and strengthen our effort towards a better health tomorrow. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.